All right, next on Discovery Channel Radio, we are talking to Tony. He is one of the five travel journalists on the Travel Channel's newest series, Five Takes. Tony, it's great to have you here.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. It's great to be here.
You guys are leaving pretty soon for a 12-week journey.
Got 2 days left, man.
How's it feel?
Oh, it feels crazy. You know, it's just not enough time left, but at the same time, you really don't want any more time in between time to leave.
Tony, tell me how you first got involved with this show and how you got selected, what that process was like.
I had an ex-girlfriend who at the last minute gave me notice that they were casting. And I hurry up and cast it, literally put my application in at a minute too late. They called me back for auditions, and auditions went well, and here I am.
And it's a countrywide search, so, I mean, they looked at people all over the place, so.
They had auditions between four different cities, I believe, and people who weren't from those cities, of course, had to migrate to those cities to audition.
Now, did you know that this would mean that you would be on the road for 12 weeks, probably more? I don't know how long you're going in total.
I really didn't understand the scope of what I was applying for when I applied for it. I really didn't start to understand until the day after the audition, when I started to really kind of dig into it.
Is it scary for you? I mean, are you ready to get out there?
Scary? Not really scary. I'd say it's more anxiousness. There's not really fear because I'm so anxious about it. Like, I'm so looking forward to it. Like, I don't think fear could describe it as opposed to what I was doing before. I was bartending. I think I'd take this job any day.
That can be a little scary, too, sometimes.
Yeah. You know, flying glass and angry customers.
For our listeners who don't know about the concept of the show, you guys will be traveling for 12 weeks, the Pacific Rim, sort of large scale is what it is, and you have four other travel journalists, or TJs, with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's interactive, and the people can go online, go to fivetakes.com.
We actually encourage it because that's our itinerary.
Tell us about that, how that works. Not only how they can sort of check out what you guys are writing and talking about, but how they can get involved in the show itself.
Basically, we have live boards, and the show is going to be aired as we are shooting it. So we shoot for a week, we air that week. So the audience really has an opportunity to log in on the message boards and really tell us where they think we should go, what places they've been, what places they've seen, and what really stood out to them on their journey. They know really what we're looking for as opposed, they know our budget, they know what we're going there for, and they really have a chance to shape the series. Our producers are going to take our itinerary and pull it off the web, what we get from the people who log into the message boards.
And you guys are also filming yourselves.
Yes, we are actually responsible for one vlog, which we call vlogs, one vlog per week per person, which is going to be about a 2 to 5 minute segment, basically describing how I felt about the certain city, kind of my take on things.
Can you tell us how old you are?
I'm 26 years old.
26. So this is a pretty incredible experience for someone.
Beyond incredible.
Yeah. I mean, what are your friends saying, or your family?
Members? My friends, the unanimous decision between my friends is that they are all jealous.
Yeah.
Every single one of them, that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth is they're jealous.
And, you know, one part of the show is that you're not getting rich on it. You get $50 a day.
Definitely not getting rich on this show. But this is one of those things that we'd all do for free. You know, like, you give me an opportunity to go around the world and travel. Like, I definitely do this for no cost at all.
And as you have gotten to know, how many times have you met your other travel?
I've met the other TJs, I want to say twice so far. We've spent time together in LA for 4 days, and we've spent time together in Silver Spring at the Discovery headquarters for 4 days. And it was actually an unbelievable experience. From the very first night, we all went to the hot tub together. We have bonded unlike any show I've ever seen, anybody I've ever seen with a group of people. We have really struck this connection where we all genuinely care for each other.
There's a lot of, you know, reality programs out there with young folks in all sort of different walks of life. What sets the show apart for you?
Well, first I'd say that it's not a reality show, it's more a travel show. You know, you're really looking, you think about travel, you think about gaining perspective, you think about growth in a person, and I think that's what you're really getting in this show. You're not getting some show where we compete for simple prizes. You're getting something where you get to watch people go out and grow as people and learn their environment and see their eyes open in front of you.
And as you've started doing some blogs, is that right, already on the way? Have you gotten some responses, and have you people starting to get involved with the
more
show?
Than anything, my family, like just realizing my family, you know, like they've never seen me put together videos, and they've never seen me blog, and to see their reaction to these things that are inside my head that they've never known about, it's pretty interesting. I've got family who are calling me, and they're like, we never knew you were nuts. We never knew you were crazy. And, you know, it's one of those things where just to see, I had a little girl come up to me at the corner store the other day in my neighborhood, and she's like, let me get a dollar. And I said, I can't give you a dollar. And she said, shit, you can. I see you on TV all the time. And it's like, whoa, what are you talking about? So that whole thing is getting pretty interesting. Just with all the everything's just going on. Everything's so crazy right now.
What do you hope or think you might get out of it on, say, like a professional, well, a personal level, and then maybe also when you come back on a professional
level? I mean, I think professional level is obvious. We all want to be able to move on for this, to do better things. Definitely would love to not have to bartend again, although I do enjoy bartending. Personally, I think is the biggest thing. I'm really looking for growth. I'm really looking to be a better brother, a better son, a better person, a better man in general, and just to be able to look at myself at the beginning of this trip and to look at myself at the end and know that I became a better person, that I'm better all around in everything that I'd ever want to do.
All right, that's great. And, you know, we mentioned you're going to the Pacific Rim, but specifically it's going to be Australia, New Zealand, where else? Hong Kong.
We got Hong Kong. We've got Taiwan. We've got Singapore. We've got the audience actually chooses between Thailand and Cambodia. So those, I think, 6 different countries, 12 different places.
That's the last stop you make on the
tour,
is that right?
Yes, the last stop.
So the audience, part of that real-time aspect and listener or rather viewer involvement will be.
Yeah, the audience actually gets to vote on 2 of our destinations. The last destination they get to vote between Thailand and Cambodia. And in Australia, they get to vote between, I want to say Melbourne and Brisbane. I'm actually not sure which 2 places they vote between.
But they get some choice.
They get the choice, yeah, in Australia as well.
Well, we know you're going to have an interesting experience. Hope you guys all come back great friends, and I'm sure you will, but it's going to be a great experience, and thanks for stopping by.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Once again, that's Tony, one of the 5 travel journalists on the Travel Channel's series, 5 Takes, and you can watch 5 Takes on the Travel Channel Monday nights at 8 p.m., and to learn more, go to 5takes.com.